A company wants to mine for gold near Spearfish Canyon. A county board is recommending denial of the permit, but the debate isn't over. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The company applying for the permit is called VMC. The mine site sits on a plateau above Spearfish Canyon, just back from the rim near Savoy. The company wants to blast and dig 14 pits as deep as 70 feet. Mark Nelson of NEMO made the company's presentation to the Lawrence County Planning and Zoning Board. He says the plan is different than a previous one county officials rejected 8 years ago.
We've thought aloud about some of the commissioner's thoughts, county's concerns. We've thought a lot about the Spearfish Canyon homeowners' concerns. And as a result, we've changed our proposal very significantly.
One change is the plan to process the ore. The previous plan included on-site processing. Now VMC says it plans to haul the ore somewhere off-site, but the company doesn't know where yet. That troubled some audience members and board members. They said without a processing plan, there's no way to anticipate truck traffic or whether the processing might harm the environment. Audience members also said they worry about minerals and chemicals washing down into Spearfish Creek. They're concerned that blasting could harm the canyon walls. Retired physician Don Kelly testified against the mine.
Our record of mining projects in Lawrence County should tell us that things often tend not to go as planned.
That record includes the Gilt Edge mine near Lead. Its owner went bankrupt. The federal and state government have spent more than $100 million on a cleanup. The Planning and Zoning Board recommended denial of VMC's permit. The recommendation now goes to the County Commission for a final decision. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.